Hi, I'm Leah Lane, an award-winning travel writer and author of Places I Remember, Tales, Truths, Delights from 100 Countries. On this podcast, we share conversations with travelers about fascinating destinations and memorable experiences around the world. New York, New York, a hell of a town. The Bronx is up, but the battery's down. The people ride in a hole in the ground. New York, New York, it's a hell of a town. Those lyrics are from the Broadway classic On the Town, which emphasizes that when we talk about New York City, we're talking from the southernmost tip, called the Battery, to the northernmost section, which is in another borough besides Manhattan. On this episode, we're featuring what's best and new and surprising, what to do, see, and eat in all five of New York City's boroughs: Manhattan, Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, and Staten Island. Our guest is a quintessential New Yorker who's lived in various boroughs for many years. Randall Lane is the editor of Forbes magazine and the company's chief content officer. He also happens to be my son. Welcome, Rand, to Places I Remember.
That's my best title. That's my favorite title.
Me too.
Can't get fired from that one. You know,
nope, not. Never. Plus, you come on here all the time. Okay, we're going to discuss the city we both love, the city I was born in, New York City. Perhaps the most iconic symbols. Manhattan is the most densely populated of New York City's five boroughs. It's mostly made up of Manhattan Island, bounded by the Hudson, East, and Harlem Rivers. It's among the world's major commercial, financial, and cultural centers. It's the heart of the Big Apple. What are some of the not-to-miss sites for tourists, Rand?
It's the place where the Dutch first landed. Manhattan is the Indian and Native American word Manhattan, but that's the origin of New York City, or Manhattan. You know, I've spent 30 years on and off living there. You could spend a month, 2 months as a tourist and not get bored. It's one of the true jewels of the world. Obviously, everyone knows that. But I like, if I was looking to organize myself and try to get my arms around something that you could literally spend infinite time around, I think to think about it in the same way that those first Europeans, when they first saw Manhattan, it came by water. And if you really look at Manhattan, Manhattan is an island. Every single thing that is in Manhattan gets trucked in over a bridge. There's nothing native to it anymore. It could go all the way from like the Battery, which you mentioned, which of course is called the Battery because that's where the port used to be. And that's the tip, and that's the beginning of New York. But if you down near the Battery, South Street Seaport, which is one of the great old seaports of America, in the last 5 years, it's been renovated several times. But now there's something new called the Tin Building, which the famous chef John George, there's a new development there. It's been reborn yet again. So you could see the old tall ships, but there's also amazing food and something called the Tin Building. So that's one way to get your start at the bottom of the city, looking out over the water towards the East River. On the west side, they've developed the entire west side on the Hudson River into a park. And so you can walk all the way from the tip to the top through a park with all sorts of unbelievable executions now, including there's a new one that's just happened in the last couple of years that was funded by the mogul Barry Diller called Little Island. They built an artificial island that basically you can spend 2 hours. It's got hills, it's got art, it's got views, it's got food. That's one of many things. You've got Chelsea Piers, you've got, you know, City Winery, you've got all sorts of piers and executions. That's an entire day where you get a whole scoop of the whole Hudson River and the whole west side of Manhattan. There's also, and this is something that's better known, but still relatively new, New York and modern Manhattan, you've got the High Line, which is a elevated train track that runs not far from the, and it parallels the Hudson River, and it's only about a block from the Hudson. And you could walk on an elevated track for about 40 blocks. So it's about 2 miles. And again, views, bird's eye views of New York, pigeon's eye views, because you're not that high, but you're kind of about 2 or 3 stories tall. And you're kind of seeing Manhattan without having to cross any streets from a different vantage point. Again, there are all sorts of art installations. There's food there, but you really can see Manhattan. So I like to think about Manhattan in terms of how you traverse it. You know, which museums you choose, which restaurants you choose. That, of course, you could pick your own adventure, and to try to cite any is folly because there are literally hundreds you could choose from. And it depends on, you know, what neighborhood you're in and what cuisine you're interested in, what your price point is. But I really like to think about Manhattan in terms of how you get around it, how you see as much of it as possible. And if you think about kind of the east side with the East River and going on downtown now, and you think about the west side with the park and the High Line, and then of course Central Park, get you to the center, you will have seen a huge chunk of Manhattan, and Central Park goes all the way again, 110th Street goes up to Harlem, the Morningside Heights. So you're really seeing a huge swath of Manhattan if you take those thoroughfares and focus your visit on that.
Yeah, I would add that you can get around by walking. It's an easy city to walk all over.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. Well, the wonder of New York is that you never know what you're going to see on any block. It is the number one walking city in America. It's not even close. And one of the great walking cities of the world. So Manhattan, because of that density, is uniquely about walking. Now, if you're trying to make time, the subway is great. It's a great adventure. Don't be afraid of it. It's not dangerous relative to pretty much any other method of transportation. But what people don't appreciate about the subway is that it's almost always crowded. So you could go on any time and you're not going to be alone. It's a city of 8 million people. I've never had any incidents on the New York subway. It's a very efficient way and it's a very local way to get around the city. But to your point, Mom, it's about walking and everything we just talked about, whether it's the High Line, whether it's the park up and down the Hudson now, or whether you're walking downtown towards South Street Seaport from the Battery. I'm seeing a lot of historic old New York sites there you're seeing and you're experiencing.
Okay. I think I would say if you only have a very short time, I might suggest a tour, a double-decker bus tour, because you would see the highlights pass by the Empire State Building, the Chrysler Building, the Statue of Liberty, also the museums I have to mention. There are so many more than the Metropolitan. There are hundreds of museums, small ones, big ones. To go to one or two is a wonderful classic thing to do. And a Broadway show or off-Broadway show, of course. Walking around the village, any interesting little neighborhood is something. I want to say that you get wonderful deli food there. What's your favorite deli to get a corned beef sandwich or pastrami, Rand?
Probably Katz's, which is the classic, you know, the famous Harry Mitts alley. Mm-hmm. My favorite food is probably the Second Avenue Deli, which is located on 3rd Avenue.
Of course.
If you had to do one deli, do Katz's. It's one of the great restaurant experiences in America.
How about bagels? If you want to just have a bagel.
Oh, there's so many. There's so many.
That's a bagel.
That's a bagel is great. There's so many. Okay. That's what's great about New York. It's not like, okay, I'm going to the city and here are the three I must. There are literally 300 in Manhattan you could choose from. That's what's fun. And you don't have to spend a lot of money. And I think, Mom, you're bringing up like a deli. And Katz's Deli is a very expensive deli, but it's still just a sandwich. It's not going to break the bank. A bagel's $2.
Right. You know,
the pizza, of course.
And there's street food. There's those hot dogs, those dirty water hot dogs.
The dirty water hot dog.
But, you know, they taste
places,
good.
Whether it's Chinatown or Koreatown or 18 other different
areas.
Little India. There are two of them in Manhattan. So you can eat amazingly. You don't have to go to the big expense account restaurants, and you can still have a culinary experience you can't get pretty much anywhere else in America.
A lot to do and a lot to see, but whatever time you have, try to get the feel of it.
I think your idea of a double-decker bus is smart.
Right.
You've never been there because then you could check the boxes and then you could start acting more like a local as opposed to kind of going point to point. I mean, a lot of these things are iconic. And so, yeah, you want to see them. But on the flip side, to truly experience it is to just kind of be one with it. It's not like some other cities, which are great, but you know, there are five things you got to see. And otherwise, you know, it's not that different than a lot of other cities. This is a place that the difference is actually in the nuances. And yes, there's still those tourist sites and you should see them. But if you take the bus and you go down Fifth Avenue and you pass St. Patrick's and Rockefeller Center and you go right past the Empire State Building, you know, that's a 45-minute walk to see that whole stretch to go from
Central
Park South and the Plaza Hotel to the Empire State Building. It's about 20, 25 blocks.
If you were going to go up and get a view with the Empire State Building in it, where would you go? Just one place.
There's a new place called One Vanderbilt. And this has become a new thing in New York where it's almost as tall as the Empire State Building. And they built the entire top floor. It's not cheap. It's like $40-$50 to go in. But you get unbelievable views. And they've designed the entire roof. It's only about 5 years old. The top floors to be kind of an Instagram worthy. There's even one part where you go up on a glass ledge and you can look down like 90 stories, nothing between you and 90 stories. The other thing that's become very popular also in the last 5 years, Hudson Yards, which is a brand new development. I'm not sure it would be my first stop. It's kind of cool new development on the west side in the 30s. It's on the High Line. So you will wind up there at the end if you take the High Line, but there's something called the Edge, the Edge at Hudson Yards. It's also kind of made for an Instagram era, but it's a outdoor platform that's, you know, about 100 stories high. There's a restaurant on top too. That's quite beautiful. The food's not that good, but it's beautiful. But you can actually walk out And especially at sunset, you're like an airplane and you're sitting there. And they also feature a glass cutout where you can stand on glass and look down, and
scary.
100,000 feet. It's quite, we've come a long way from just viewing platforms.
Yeah. Not for me, perhaps.
On Vanderbilt, has one room that's, it's full of mirrors. So you see a hall of mirrors at 1,000 feet above sea level.
Let's move over to the borough of Brooklyn, where you've also lived. It's located on the westernmost edge of Long Island, and the first settlement in the area was by Dutch farmers in 1636. The area is very trendy and definitely worth discovering for tourists. What are some of the attractions there that you would say not to miss?
Brooklyn's become as popular, especially for younger adults, as Manhattan. In terms of where people live now, the prices are about the same as Manhattan. In terms of the restaurant and the food scene, it rivals a lot of the best restaurants in New York or now in Brooklyn. If you're going for the first time, and it's neighborhood by neighborhood, now unlike Manhattan, you can walk each neighborhood, but the neighborhoods are further apart. It's got one of the great parks in America, Prospect Park.
Designed by Frederick Law Olmsted, who designed Central Park.
There you go. And
many people say it's more beautiful.
It's gorgeous. In Prospect Park, there's also the Brooklyn Botanical Garden, also gorgeous. There's a Brooklyn Museum, which is next to the Botanical Garden, which is free on one Friday a month, but also a terrific museum.
Known for Egyptology, one of the greatest ones in the world.
Yeah, Brooklyn, go figure. If you want to be cool, you want to be, you know, the hipster capital of the world, is Williamsburg, Brooklyn, which is by subway about 5 minutes from Manhattan on the L train. It's one stop. Get the Manhattan skyline from Brooklyn. It's ridiculously cool. So cool, actually, it's almost uncool, to be honest.
Right, wow.
It's become one of the most desirable neighborhoods in America.
Well, I think each of the neighborhoods in Brooklyn has a very specific feel to it. Brooklyn Heights is panoramic views, beautiful
and
promenade.
Perfect views and the promenade. Yeah. See the whole
brownstones
skyline.
And Park Slope.
And the Park Slope and Cobble Hill, which are very close to each other. You could walk through that area of Brooklyn and see that stoop culture. The Park Slope's near the park. Obviously, that's where it gets its name, near Prospect
Then you
park.
Have Dumbo down under the Manhattan Bridge overpass, which has emerged as one of the city's best-known art districts and Instagrammable because you see all kinds of views
there's
there.
That one block, there's that one block that's cobblestone streets with the view of the Brooklyn Bridge that's probably the most Instagrammed and photographed spot in New York now.
We have to mention the Brooklyn Bridge. You can walk over it, and it's a magnificent view of both Manhattan and Brooklyn. And at the time when it was built in the late 1800s, it was the highest point in Manhattan. And so has this wonderful history to it.
Many years, the longest suspension bridge in the world. And
beautiful bridge.
Book called The Great Bridge that you can get a history of that. But it's a architectural marvel. Absolutely. You can walk across it. You can take a city bike and bike across it. But it's a great way, if you are Manhattan-based, as most people listening to this probably will be, you could also then walk from Dumbo towards Brooklyn Heights.
We have to mention one of my favorites from my childhood, Coney Island. Tell us about that. It's on the ocean. People don't think of beaches in Brooklyn and beaches in New York City, but every borough has a beach, actually, in New York. But the Coney Island area is famous for its boardwalk and its amusement rides, including the famous Wonder Wheel from 1920 and the Cyclone roller coaster from the 20s. What do you think of Coney Island
Cyclone's
today?
Cyclone's the best. It's almost 100 years old. I love Coney Island, and your granddaughters love Coney Island. It hasn't changed that much, and so if you want that kind of 1930s, 1920s, it still has that kind of carny, wooden feel. It's quite a great experience on a nice day.
Does it still have the place where you go in and it airs your skirt and it goes up? Fun.
That one I have not seen. I do not.
I don't know.
I got sued out of existence. The Cyclone roller coaster, for roller coaster buffs, is a 1927 wooden roller coaster, and it's quite amazing because it's a hell of a ride. You can only imagine what it was like 100 years ago when you didn't have all these modern thrill rides. It's still thrilling. But what's great about it is it goes up and it just drops. You're not like on a string. It's gravity takes you all the way. It's an out of control car.
Kind of a New York kind of ride.
It's so fun. It's so fun.
Okay. Well, I think that's a wonderful thing for families.
And you can eat at, if it's a nice summer day. You can walk on the beach, on the boardwalk. There's a minor league baseball stadium there. It has a view of the ocean. You're right near the original Nathan's Hot Dogs, where they have the annual hot dog eating contest on July 4th, and you get a hot dog. There's a great pizza restaurant there called Totono's. It's a little bit off the beaten path, like a 5-minute walk. So walking on the boardwalk, riding the cyclone, playing games of chance and losing your money, trying to win stuffed animals. There's a whole little mini amusement park there. If you have kids, it's not just amusement parks. It's a piece of history. It's got this raw feel. And if you keep walking, if you're adventurous, you can go up to Brighton Beach, which is about a 10-minute walk up the boardwalk. And that's the big Russian neighborhood of New York. And you can get borscht and see all the signs in Russian. And pro-Ukraine, this is the crowd that got out of Russia because right. They're quite an interesting neighborhood.
Well, that's pretty fun. I love hearing about it.
Every Friday night, they have fireworks in the summer, too. That's a nice day where you go. Maybe if there's a baseball game, you take a couple innings. It's minor league ball, so you don't take it so seriously. So my daughter, Sabrina, who's been on the show, your granddaughter, she had some friends who'd never been to New York before last summer, and I actually took them to Coney Island on a Friday night for that exact regimen. I took them to a baseball game, which they'd never seen before. And again, you don't have to save $5 or $10 to get in. You see a couple innings, the ocean's in the background.
Got everything.
It's just great. And then you go have a hot dog at Nathan's. You walk on the boardwalk. You see the fireworks. You ride the cyclone. So the New York Aquarium is there.
Okay, let's go on to Queens. It's a New York City borough on Long Island across the East River from Manhattan.
It's basically with Brooklyn. It's
right.
There's no physical.
Yeah, there's a little tidal arm of the East River, which forms the boundary between Brooklyn and Queens. So you're going on from there. Do you know why it was named Queens?
Well, the borough of Brooklyn is called Kings. So,
okay, well, that's one way.
They're twins. So I always assumed there was these are from British royal times.
Yes, yes. It was named in honor of Queen Catherine of Braganza, wife of King Charles II, when the British colony in New York was established. Now, if Queens were to secede from the rest of New York, it would be the fourth largest city in the United States with over 2 million residents. It's just a little bit less than all of Chicago. So it's a big, big area. It has 91 distinct neighborhoods.
Brooklyn's probably fifth.
We're talking big. 91 distinct neighborhoods there. The residents are said to speak 130 languages and represent over 120 countries. The number 7 subway line, which runs between Queens and Manhattan, is referred to as the International Express. Now, many travelers only see a bit of the borough because they're traveling into Manhattan, but because both LaGuardia and Kennedy airports are located there. But there's much to enjoy. What do you like when you go to Queens?
I like to eat my way through Queens. It's the most diverse borough. It's the most diverse place in America, and that's not debatable. The way to explore it is through your stomach because it's less the sights there. It's a living place. There are, of course, more touristy things, and you can go see the U.S. Open if you're there in September. Would I go to Queens for the Queens Museum?
I'd go to see the panorama.
I agree. There are things to do, but realistically, if you're going to Queens, you should be eating. You should be looking at it through a culinary lens. You should be looking neighborhood by neighborhood. I mean, if you're in Flushing, you should be eating Chinese food. You might as well be in Hong Kong. You're in Flushing. It feels like that. If you're in Jackson Heights, you get as good or better Indian food as you can find in India. If you're in Astoria, some of the best Greek food in the world. If you're in Woodside, some of the best Thai food. And it's not just finding one restaurant. You have multiple options. Ethnic clusters where immigrants gravitate neighborhood by neighborhood, and you can get really unbelievable food as good as anything you get in the world, because having been to most of those countries, you have the knowledge and the culture, but you also have great ingredients, of course, with New York being one of the great food cities in the world. Taking a global food tour without having to leave a single borough, and Queens has that anywhere near.
I agree. Two things I like very much. You can tour the Kaufman Astoria studios. There's Silver Cup Studios and Kaufman Astoria. And the Kaufman Astoria has been going on since 1920. Over 100 films were produced there during the 1920s. And many TV shows like Sesame Street are still produced there. That's lots of fun to go visit. I want to just mention, because of my son, Carrie, there's the Harriet and Kenneth Kupferberg Holocaust Center, which is a learning laboratory. The current exhibit is concentration camps, and I think it's important to note. Again, beaches are there. You have lots of things to do if you want in terms of the outdoors, but I do agree with you that if I were going to Queens, it would be food-centered. Let's talk about the northernmost borough of New York City.
It's the only borough in New York City that's on the U.S. mainland.
That's right. It was named after Jonas Bronck. a European settler in the 1600s. We may think of it as filled with high-rise apartment buildings, but there are some wonderful surprises there. Tell us.
Bronx was some of the great natural wonders or natural tourist destinations in New York. And kind of the big three, I would say, would be the Bronx Botanical Garden, which is one of the biggest and best in America. The Bronx Zoo, also one of the biggest and best in America. And then if you want to go off the beaten path, there's a place called Wave Hill, which is also a wonderful kind of a arboretum of sorts with beautiful views. And
right on the Hudson River with the New Jersey Palisades.
You've got Hudson views. You know, the Bronx has great places to walk on lovely days and see things. And again, the botanical gardens are spectacular. There's always a show and an exhibit. The Bronx Zoo, if you have little kids, is super fun.
That, I think it's known as the best gorillas outside of, you know, nature. I went to Rwanda, as you know, but you can go to the Bronx Zoo and see mountain gorillas and lowland gorillas. And it's, I think,
great with kids. Would I go there if I didn't have kids? I would not. But with kids, terrific.
I would. I love gorillas.
If you were, I'm saying if, yeah, I would too, as someone who lives in New York, but if I only had a week, I'm not sure I would.
Oh, okay. Well, we're giving the full.
Yeah, maybe you're there for a month.
You know where I would go? I'd go to City Island, because that's a surprise. Most people don't realize that there's an island that looks like a town in New England that's part of the Bronx. It's at the extreme western end of Long Island Sound, south of Pelham Bay Park, and east of Eastchester Bay. And once you drive over the City Island Bridge, which is the only way to get on and off the island unless you have a boat, you hit a strip called City Island Avenue, which is lined with restaurants known for seafood.
You could take a taxi, but City Island is fun. It's a New England town for about 10 blocks. It's super cool. If you want that kind of transporting experience, you also have the best Little Italy in New York. It's not in Manhattan. That's very touristy, only marginally worth it if you're walking through there. The real Little Italy is on Arthur Avenue in the Bronx, and that is a truly transporting experience. Not that big. You could do the whole thing in an hour or two and have dinner or lunch. But that's truly a, like, out of a movie.
Yeah, I remember Mario's.
Mario's is great. Dominic's is great. Yeah. Roberto's, if you want to go a little higher end. Dominic's, they don't even have a menu. They just bring you food.
Right.
Really can't go wrong there.
Yep. And I have to mention Yankee Stadium, home of the New York Yankees, is in the Bronx.
The Bronx Bombers.
Yep, that's what their name is. So you can always go there too. There's lots to discover in the Bronx. The southernmost borough is the one most of us know the least about. It's Staten Island.
Is Staten Island a borough?
It is. It's considered a borough. Yes, yeah. One of the five boroughs.
They always feel neglected. If you look at a map, it really shouldn't be part of New York. It's really part of New Jersey with a few estuaries.
Well, that's what a New Yorker would say.
No, it's true.
A Manhattan New Yorker.
No, that's not true. It's what a geographer would say. They would say one thing.
It's really in between
there. Bayonne and part right of New York. And it's totally different. And there's lots to do. And I've been in Staten Island a lot. I probably go there at least once a year because it's fun. And the most fun you could have is from Manhattan, you could take the Staten Island Ferry, which is one of the most famous ferry in America. One of the great parts about the Staten Island Ferry is it's free. So you have a free boat tour of New York Harbor.
20 minutes.
And you go right past the Statue of Liberty. So, and I got to be honest, having been to Statue of Liberty a couple of times, to see the Statue of Liberty from water, it's not that much different than getting there and being at the base. You get the vibe. And again, if you're stretched for time, you could go to Staten Island and see the Statue of Liberty for free in one shot. And some people just like it so much on a nice day, they'll take the ferry, hit Staten Island, and come back. I think it's worth getting off. I don't think you have to explore deep into Staten Island. There are things to do. There are restaurants that are further in. But there's a lot of really good stuff right off the ferry. There is a minor league baseball stadium. That's another fun evening because the stadium is built with the Manhattan skyline and in the background. So it's just a beautiful little stadium. There's an independent baseball team that plays there. Check the schedule, the Ferry Hawks. But just walking around that neighborhood of Staten Island called St. George, there's a brewery called the Flagship Brewery. There's a 9/11 memorial.
That's a beautiful memorial. It's called Postcards. And if you look through it, you see the skyline where the towers fell. It commemorates those who died from Staten Island. Very beautiful sculpture.
You go over there, you have a beer, a pizza, go to the 9/11 memorial. Maybe if there's a ball game and there's usually fireworks there, that could be fun too. It's the journey And then when you get there, it feels different. It's less hustle and bustle. Still part of the city. It's still somewhat dense. It feels more like a Midwest city. But there are a lot of things to do within walking distance.
There's a zoo. There's a cultural center and botanical garden. And there's a historic Richmond Town area, which has more than 100,000 artifacts, photographs, and archives. So very interesting.
I will say the ferry ride is spectacular.
I think now we know more about how each of the five boroughs makes New York one of the world's greatest cities. The name of the podcast is Places I Remember. So, Rand, could you please give us one of your many, many thousands and thousands of memories of New York City?
That's a tough one because every day a new memory is made, and just walking around is half the fun and half the adventure. And there's never a dull day. You cannot, it's impossible if you're just walking around and observing to have a dull day in New York. But I'll actually think about maybe the first time I can remember being in New York. Mom was with you, and I think it was for my seventh or eighth birthday.
It was your 10th.
It's an early memory, so I think it might be less. We went to the top of the World Trade Center.
Yeah.
Memory I will always treasure. Yeah. And then we went to Chinatown. And I love, that's still my favorite birthday party ever. I didn't know the geography. I didn't know you could do both those things in the same day, much less the same afternoon. But that's what's great about New York is you could have that modern skyline, skyscraper experience, and then you could go and have a transporting culinary experience in a place that feels totally different. But that's what makes New York authentic, is that it's the melting pot. To do both those things in 2 hours encapsulates what New York is about. It's about what's new. It's not a super nostalgic city. I mean, the skyscraper's up there for a reason. It's about progress, and it's about that skyline and the strength and the idea of the city that never sleeps. I mean, Ellis Island is in New York. It's where a huge percentage entered America, and you can feel it. Lunch in Chinatown, that's as New York experience as it gets.
And also, when you say nostalgia, of course, when we went to the World Trade Center, we had no idea that years later, there would be the great memorial there, which is another thing to try to see if you can.
Yes,
at 9/11. It's a wonderful, wonderful memorial.
You know, I was in New York that day. Something like that just became a way for New York to get stronger, rebuild in a different way. And that's the history of New York. It's a city that welcomes people, has ups and downs, but always comes back stronger, builds higher, taller, with endless ambition. And I think if you visit there, if you have that attitude that you're going to come in there and you're going to explore and not leave anything on the table, you'll have a great time.
Right. New York, New York, it's a hell of a town. That's for sure. Thank you, Randall Lane.
Anytime. The best podcast. It's the only travel podcast I listen to.
Well,
and congrats on the 100th.
Yes, we have over 100 episodes. And I would remind people that you are on episodes 14 and 15 telling more of your travel tales around the world, because you've traveled all over and had some very exciting incidents happening to you. So check those out.
If you can't travel around the world, New York, you could travel around the world in one city.
Absolutely. We'll end on that. Thank you very much. Love you.
Love you.
Thanks for listening to our award-winning podcast. We've recorded over 100 episodes of Places I Remember, so follow us on any podcast app. And new monthly episodes are also on YouTube with gorgeous video. My book, Places I Remember, is available in print and Kindle, and I read the audio version. Follow my travel writing at Forbes.com. Contact me at the links in the show notes or on my website, placesiremember.leahlane.com, and keep making your own travel memories.